833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I love having old couples that have been together for a while and they share things. This couple's been together for, gosh, like 72 years and, I'm sorry, 82 years. Isn't that insane? 82 years?
Wow.
They're like 100-something.
They must have got married when they were like 2 years old.
Yeah, no kidding. Good thing for arranged marriages, am I right? They say the key to being happy in a marriage is just being nice to each other. What would you say, whether it's a marriage or just, I'd say an actual dating, like a relationship like that. You don't have to have a ring on it. But what would you say is the one key to making it a happy relationship, a happy marriage? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I've noticed with me and Lindsay, like when I start caring more about like her and trying to like, I guess, make the other person feel better and help maybe make their lives easier. I feel like that is just, it brings down the stress and makes everything so much better. Now, I don't know if that's a unique dynamic to me and my wife Lindsay's relationship, but I've noticed it makes a big difference. What about you guys? Anything you'd say, like if you could pinpoint just one thing, I'm sure there's a bunch, but one thing that really makes a difference?
For me, at
Live the
least,
web girl,
me
yes.
and my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, I would say during arguments, being able to like laugh at each other.
How does that work?
Because
that's
we
a great
argue.
Theory. That's a great theory. But I hate arguing. And me and Lindsay, we say really bad things to each other. How do you laugh at each other with Joel Daddy?
So I guess we don't name call when we argue.
Okay.
So like, I guess like that's like first thing, like you have to have like respect for
you
one,
fair
you,
fight,
one
which
another,
is good.
Like when you argue, but so we don't name call when we argue, but like also like if I'm being very dramatic and like sometimes he'll mock me and just being able to laugh at myself because I know he loves me and I know that this is just like a fight that's going to pass, like being able to laugh like at myself or like poke fun at him during a fight and he's able to like laugh at it himself and it kind of just simmers down the fight and it's like putting like just water on like this sizzle, you know, it just like it kind of calms it down.
If I mocked Lindsay during a fight, that's what would happen. She would box and punch me in the face. 833-JOE-ALEX. Brooke, you're kicking things off. What would you say is the one thing, whether it's a dating or a marriage, it's the key thing for you for a good, happy relationship?
I would say it's all about love and respect. Most of men want respect and most of women want love. So if the man shows the woman love and the woman shows the man respect, they're more than likely to show the other one the opposite thing.
Oh, okay.
That's a good idea. I think I need to write a book about that called Love and Respect. I actually think that is a book, but Brooke,
yeah,
you bring up
a
good
book.
Point. No, that. But honestly, as a guy, it is. Like, I know my wife asked me, and I always feel awkward sharing things because I don't mind it, but I know it could bother her. She asked me occasionally to talk about feeling like less of a man. She's like, do you love me? And I'm like, holy crap, how bad am I as a husband that my wife needs to ask me if I love her? Like,
well, if you never tell her, you never show it, then that's going to warrant her asking this
question. And I know it's an excuse, Alex, but growing up, like in my household, love was a word we just didn't say. Like, we cared about it. We knew we care about each other, but there was no real kissing or hugging or any of that stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's beautiful. But that didn't happen. Now, Alex, you love relationships. What about you?
I will maintain this to the day I die. It is absolutely knowing your partner's love language. It's love language and compromise. That's what I would say are the two biggest things that I think would lead to a happy relationship or marriage. Because if you knew, so like if Lindsay's having to ask you, do you love me? That means whatever her love language is, you are not doing it.
Her love tank is empty.
Yes, because if you were, whatever that is, maybe it's physical touch. So you just need to be holding her hand or patting her back or something like that. Or if it's acts of service, just like doing the laundry for her, whatever it is. Like if you were doing those things, then she would feel loved and then she wouldn't have to ask you that. It's like, so if you just take the time to do the little short free love language quiz online, just type in the five love languages.
Can we put a swipe up link on our, is it easy to find? Can we put it
up?
At Joe and Alex Show, make sure you follow us right now and follow everybody on the show too. But we'll put a swipe up link on our story for you to click on that in a few minutes, okay?
It is life changing because every single person gives and receives love in a certain way. And this famous, like, marriage counselor came up with the theory that there are 5 love languages, and everyone always usually subscribes to one of those more than another. Physical touch, acts of service, quality time, giving and receiving gifts, or words of affirmation. I'm words of affirmation.
Oh, trust me, I tell you that all the time. I'm like, good job, Alex.
Yeah, that is what I need. So I ask boyfriends that. If they don't ever say to me, you're important, I love you, I'm proud of you, you look beautiful today, I'm so thankful for you, whatever. If they don't say it, then I'm like, do you still like me? Do you still love me? I ask the same thing that Lindsay does. And they're like, yes, I did this, this, and this for you. I'm like, okay, great. I appreciated that, but that is not my love language. So you could have done 7, you could have taken my car for 7 car washes. You could have gone and gotten groceries for me. But if you are not telling me you look pretty or I love you, it doesn't even matter as much because
Dang
that's
it, Alex,
my love language.
I love you, okay? I love you. Let's talk to Kristen on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Kristen, what did you want to say?
Hi. So I work with the geriatric population, and I'm always asking them, like, what is the key to your long marriage? And I had this one lady tell me once, she said, do not ever yell at your spouse unless your house is on fire and you will be married forever.
Wow.
Wow.
So take that advice. Don't yell unless your house is on fire.
I'm a yeller, so that's hard for me. And I grew up in a family with yellers.
Oh.
Honestly, in my house, you would just assume that it's like burnt down. You know what I mean? I don't know what we're yelling about! Loud noises! Hey, thank you for the call. Well, let's wrap things up with William on the Joe and Alex show. William, you've been married 12 years, man. What's one thing that's going to make it last?
We're happy, because when you make the other person happy, you're paying attention to them, and then they recognize that, and then they want to make you happy again. So it just comes like a cycle.
So that's kind of know what makes them happy.
Each other.
So what makes what makes your person happy?
Well, 5 love languages. Actually, my wife's big on acts of service. So I do things for her. I take an extra step to clean up around the house more. Just little things that aren't great by themselves, but it's all the little things she notices.
Can we?
And those services for her make her happy, and then she wants to go ahead and make me happy.
Can you change somebody's love language? Because what you do, I do that for my wife, and I'm not bragging. It's just like I really feel like I'm showing my love to my wife. Last night, I made dinner finally. I never do, but I made dinner. After it was done, I took the plates away. Like, I usually take things away and wash and put them in the sink, and she's like, then I'll ask her, she's like, I ain't your mom. Like, I'll ask her to do it for me. Like, that is not a love language. For your wife, she loves that. My wife does not care. She does not care. That is not
so
hers.
So then you can't keep doing that and expecting her to give you a different result or different reaction.
But I like doing it, Alex. I want it.
Okay, but when your love language is different than your partner's, you have to compromise and be willing to do their love language, even if it is not doesn't come easy to you.
No.
I'm pretty sure Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, lied on his love language quiz.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the entire time he was taking the quiz, he, like, was like, what does this even mean? And it's asking me the same question 8 times in a row. And he was like, also, like, I'm going to feel like an absolute jerk if I say that I'd rather get a gift from you than a kiss from you.
No, you can't think of it that way.
Literally, he for sure lied on it.
Right, also, I want all the gifts. I don't care about your kisses. I got a 0 in physical touch.
Yeah,
so
Alex can kiss your gift. That's what she can do.
I don't want a kiss. I want a Sephora lipstick. Thank you.
Hey, we're going to put a swipe up link right now on our Instagram. It's @JoeAndAlexShow, so you can go check out that little love language quiz and find out what you are.